We're finished now with a book that's got my name on it, as well as that of Kathleen Marden. Kathleen is Betty Hill's niece.
Oh, okay.
And the book is Captured! Exclamation point, the Betty and Barney Hill UFO experience, and it'll be out this summer. And, you know, the experience took place in 1961, and most everybody has heard of their abduction in New Hampshire. But the book, The Interrupted Journey, was a worldwide bestseller in 1966 on a bunch of languages and stuff. But a lot has happened since then. Betty just died a couple of years ago, and Kathy is executrix of her estate and has the tapes, which she has transcribed, and all kinds of correspondence. There's stuff that's never seen the light of day, you understand. And I'm involved. I know some people are thinking, oh, what the heck has he got to do with that? Well, I am old enough, incidentally. I did meet both Betty and Barney before Barney's death. And my major contribution to the book is talking about the star map work of Marjorie Fish, which was done after The Interrupted Journey was published, and defending that against the assassins of that particular aspect of the story. Also, I deal with the noisy negativists. You know, the people, there are some debunkers out there who will attack anything, because with a case like the Hill case, and somebody once asked me, is there a best case that encompasses everything? And I would point to the Hill case, because not only is it the only case I'm aware of which gives us a strong clue as to where these guys originate, but you have a very respectable couple who were examined, if you will, by a very respectable psychiatrist, Dr. Benjamin Simon, who had no interest whatsoever in UFOs, but was an expert at recovering memories from people. They didn't call it that then, post-traumatic stress syndrome, but shell-shock war veterans.
Yes, you're right.
From World War II. And I've actually seen the Army movie where he treated lots of people. You know, your buddy's head gets blown off next to you in battle. Some people have trouble integrating that into their future.
That kind of mental trauma, whether it's that
yes.
kind of an episode or what the Hills went through, is devastating to someone, and they may not... they may not ever be the same, Stanton, unless they get some severe help.
Yeah, and his expertise was in using medical hypnosis to have people relive, not retell, but relive the experience, no matter how terrifying. And incidentally, one of the things that'll come out in the book is that there was an occasion where Dr. Simon admitted to Dr. James E. McDonald, who I consider the world's finest ufologist.
He just passed away, didn't he?
No, 1971, I guess it was.
There was another McDonald who just died, too. Okay.
Well, there's a book out, Firestorm, by Ann Ruffell about him, an excellent book. And Simon told McDonald that the emotional intensity on occasion with Betty and Barney, separately of course, was greater than that of any of the war veterans he had treated. And that's a pretty spectacular statement when you think about it, considering the broad spectrum of people that Simon had dealt with. Remember, this is a guy who didn't know anything about UFOs, didn't care anything about UFOs. Anyway, so that book will be out. It'll be available at the Mutual UFO Network Symposium this coming August, 10th through the 12th. Both Kathy and I are speaking there. She'll be talking about the Hills. I'll be talking about Roswell, would you believe?
Which you and I will talk about when I'm there in Roswell on July 6th.
Yeah, I'm doing a couple lectures at the museum and on a panel and doing meet and greets and signings in the morning. Hopefully I'll be able to sign. I don't think Captured might be available there, but the publisher just doesn't know at this point in time.
I'm still laughing, Stanton, over the picture you sent me years ago with you being the Grand Marshal in the Roswell, New Mexico parade.
That was pretty funny. Well, they loved me in Roswell, and you know, and I don't even get a cut of the take, so to speak.
Well, you know, I interviewed you in 1971. You and I have talked about this before at Oakland University in the northern area past Detroit. And in that year also, right after I got done interviewing you, Stanton, when you were there for one of your college speeches, and you had mentioned the Barney and Betty Hill case, which I had learned about in the Look magazine article several years before that, I went back to my studio the next day and interviewed via phone Benjamin Simon.
And I didn't know that.
Yes, and I cannot find the tape, Stan, but I've got to tell you, many of the things you say, he echoed. You know, he opened up to me. It was a lengthy interview that I turned into a special one-hour show. And he just told me this incredible thing about how he was shocked to hear their versions, which were very similar. You know, he wasn't, like you say, he wasn't into UFOs. He didn't know anything about that. And when he started questioning them as a medical practitioner, he just when I say couldn't believe it, I say that in an awe phrase. He was in shock.
Well, I just learned something new, even at my age, George. I'm glad.
Yeah, absolutely.